You're listening to SBS News.
The report has been compiled by five authors from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. It estimates more than 80,000 ethnic minority citizens, mainly Uyghur Muslims, were transferred from Xinjiang province to factories across China by the Chinese government in the period spanning 2017 to 2019. Some were sent directly from detention camps, which China calls re-education centres, where more than 1 million Uyghurs and other Turkic Muslim minorities have been held since 2017. Some experts have called those camps a government-led program of cultural genocide. Uyghurs are believed to now be working under conditions that strongly suggest forced labour, living in segregated dormitories under constant surveillance and limited freedom of movement. This is a transcript of one of the advertisements put out in China offering the services of these Uyghur workers.
The Xinjiang government has organised around 1,000 trainees from Xinjiang who have already passed political and medical examinations. They are between 16 to 18 years old. Workers will arrive at your enterprise within 15 days of signing the contract. The advantages of using Xinjiang labour are semi-military style management, can withstand hardship, no loss of personnel, will work for the length of the contract. Minimum order, 100 workers.
One of the report's authors is Dr. James Liebold. Dr. Liebold says whatever official reason is given for the transferring of these people, what is actually happening is a form of indoctrination.
It does have another element to it, an effort to kind of re-educate and reshape or re-engineer these workers in terms of their thinking and in terms of disciplining them as individuals so that they can become good patriotic Chinese citizens.
The report identifies 27 factories in 9 Chinese provinces that are using the labour of Uyghur transferees. It claims these factories are part of the supply chain of 83 well-known global brands, including companies such as Apple, Samsung, BMW, Google, Toshiba and Sony, amongst many others. The report is calling on the Chinese government to end this practice. The Australian government has spoken out on the issue, but Dr. Liebold says more can be done.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has made numerous statements of concern about what's happening in Xinjiang, what's happening to Uyghurs. It's raised this issue with their Chinese counterparts. So we're certainly speaking out, but the question is there more that we can do? I know that the Parliament's looking at the possibility of passing global sanctions, which would sanction officials involved in human rights abuses. I think that would be a step in the right direction. But, you know, it's a complicated picture. How do you change the behaviour of an authoritarian government like China?
Other companies named include Dell, Huawei, Lenovo, LG, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Tommy Hilfiger, Jaguar and Zegna. Dr. Liebold says the dynamic of how big global businesses such as these operate in China makes the Uyghurs' cause extraordinarily difficult to prosecute.
Oh, I think we're working against both. I mean, there's the greed of large multinationals combined with the increasing power of a highly centralized party state it has become quite powerful because it's working very closely with these multinationals.
Dr. Liebold says some of the big companies named in the report have responded, but much more needs to be done on their part. And he says if the Uyghur Muslims are looking for support from some of the governments of large Muslim majority nations around the world, they will find little.
I think that's one issue of great concern. And you have to ask yourself why that is. And many of them are themselves authoritarian states that would have their own human rights abuses, and second, many of them have very close relations, economic relations, with the People's Republic of China. And as a result, they're, you know, very cautious to speak out, and in fact, often actually quite supportive, repeating the government line on this issue.
Dr. Liebold says the Uyghurs are ultimately prisoners of a powerful union between a big government and big companies.
What it often means is that, you know, the human rights of individual workers or citizens is often trampled upon in the name of increasing power and increasing wealth.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.